I've confronted hundreds of men over two decades.
I have been in television for 24 years.
I just came to get something to eat.
And I have very seldom been at a loss for words.
I just came to get something to eat.
Men online looking for children to sexually assault.
What's the motive here? Explain it to me.
No, you're right. It's stupid.
It's an illegal thing.
Yeah, I know. I did a stupid thing.
Men from all walks of life. A doctor, a teacher, a clergyman.
You sent pornographic pictures through the mail. Okay, that's a federal offense right there.
You know I'm in trouble, and I know I'm in trouble.
I tried to get into their heads and understand why.
What pizza do we have tonight?
I want to know who you are.
I want to know a little bit more about you first.
Can I eat first?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see if any of this sounds familiar while you enjoy your pizza.
And ultimately, make sure they face justice.
You ask her if she's a virgin.
I ask everybody all kinds of stuff. It's just talk.
You ask her if she's horny.
What's wrong with that?
You ask if she does anal.
It's a question.
Who are they? Have they tried to prey on other children? And where are they now? These are the predators I've caught. I'm Chris Hansen.
The internet, social media, dating, and rideshare apps all make life so convenient and fun.
Swiping to meet up with someone new has become part of our daily lives.
It's also how many unsuspecting people have ended up dead. I'm Courtney Bell.
And I'm Jillian Lee Garner, and we're the co-hosts of the true crime podcast, I Met My Murderer Online.
In each episode, we share a true story of one such deadly online connection and hopefully how you can avoid it. We hear from all who were involved in the case, the investigators.
They discovered a victim inside the house.
Victims' family members.
Right now, it doesn't feel like life can ever be joyful again.
And sometimes, even the murderer themselves.
You have to decide, okay, what are you willing to do here? Are you willing to kill these people?
If you're a fan of true crime, then you have to listen to season 2 of I Met My Murderer Online on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you know, sometimes I record episodes of this podcast while on assignment for my streaming crime network, True Blue, conducting yet another predator sting operation. And that is the case right now. I'm not going to tell you where I'm at, but last night, two men surfaced in our investigation, one who was 70, one who was 41, trying to meet a teen for sex. They were arrested. Those episodes will be coming out soon on True Blue. Ironically, this particular episode involves another 41-year-old man, a real character. You may remember this episode from True Blue. The investigation took place in October of 2022, one of our more recent investigations for Takedown with Chris Hansen. Matt Daly, affectionately known as Golf Cart Matt. This particular investigation with the Monroe County, Michigan Sheriff's Office was conducted in a neighborhood of manufactured homes. Some people call them trailer parks. This was a pretty nice manufactured home neighborhood as far as they go. Now, people joke about trailer parks. I don't think it's fair. I mean, there is one trailer park in Florida, Pinellas County, that is made up almost exclusively of pedophiles, registered sex offenders. But that's not the case here. Although I have wanted to walk through that other trailer park with a camera just to see what happens. Maybe we'll do that for a future episode. Anyway, back to the main story. Golf Cart Matt. We set up with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office in one of these nice manufactured homes. And in the course of 2 days, two men surfaced in that investigation. Both of whom, ironically, lived right in the neighborhood. Be that as it may, the vast majority of people who live there obviously are not sex offenders. And the two who were arrested, well, I guess the rest of the people who live there found this pretty alarming. Especially since Matt Daly, golf cart Matt, came from his residence in that same neighborhood where he lived with his mother and his dog to our Sting house in his neon green golf cart. Looked like a custom-made golf cart. He really wasn't trying to hide his activities. He just pulled right up. Golf cart Matt, and what a character he turned out to be. Matt had a sexually charged conversation on a social media platform with someone who identified themselves as a 14-year-old boy. Now, the chat didn't go on for very long. Matt is alleged to be what we call a fast mover. Someone who has an initial conversation and quickly turns the talk to sex. Now, it's made clear in the texts that the person to whom Matt is talking is only 14. He makes that very clear. This is a decoy who actually works for the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, and you'll hear from him in just a minute. There's talk about massages. Well, first he starts out by saying he'll just sit with the decoy. The decoy can rub his back. They can make out. He wants to kiss the boy. Suck his neck. And then, well, he says he wants a good BJ, meaning oral sex. Now, all this takes place in the early evening. And clearly, it's not going to take Matt long to get over to the location where he's going to have his illegal sexual rendezvous. So here he comes in that neon green golf cart. Now, we can't comprehend all this. I mean, it's unbelievable. We've never seen anything like it before. We've done some stings in other locations where, you know, one of the meat spots was, in fact, a trailer home, manufactured home. But this one, well, take a listen. The Sting house is set up and ready to go. The Viper team is in place and ready for the takedown. In all my years of doing predator stings, I've never seen a suspect make an entrance like this. Your eyes aren't deceiving you. This predator lives so close that he has just rolled up on a custom neon green golf cart. This is Matt, and he lives in the same neighborhood, actually just a few doors down from our sting operation, bringing new meaning to the devil next door. And Matt isn't really trying to hide his movements. He pulls into the driveway of our sting house in this golf cart. He's got a cooler of beer, very colorful ball cap on, wearing his house slippers. Now, he actually has a conversation with some neighbors in the driveway. Unbelievably, he's in no apparent hurry to sneak inside and meet with a 14-year-old boy. He actually stops and takes a few moments to chat with fellow neighbors.
Anyway, I'll holler. All right, pursue the bubble. Later.
Now that the neighborly social time is over, Matt is ready to meet the 14-year-old boy he's been chatting with online, but not before he grabs his travel cooler of beer and his cell phone. He's even so brazen with his illicit rendezvous that he's wearing his house slippers. He grabs his stuff and walks inside.
Coming. Hey, what's up? It's not. Well, let me get my charger real quick.
He has an initial conversation with the sheriff's deputy posing as the boy. He says he's got to go get his phone charger. The sheriff's office decoy ducks into the other room for the charger, and that's when I come out to confront Golf Cart Matt.
Hey, Matt. Gonna need you to sit over in that stool right over there.
Matt's already made himself comfortable in one of the chairs in the living room, and I ask him to move it over towards the stool set up at the kitchen counter.
Dude, please.
I'm wondering if he knows who I am.
Please, I cannot do this right now, dude.
I need you to sit right over there.
I know who you are, but I'm not here for whatever it is.
Oh, yes, he knows who I am. He's seen the shows. But all this seems to come at an inconvenient time for Matt. Or at least that's what he says.
Well, so then fine. You can tell me about it, but you gotta go now, dude.
I can't. I know what's going outside. They're already here.
Who's here?
Is anybody here?
Who?
I'm just gonna leave, please.
You can't.
I have to, sir. I have to.
I'm Chris Hansen.
I know who you are, sir. I have
to. So how do you know who I am?
Because I've seen you on TV.
Now, this is gonna not go well for Matt, because as he tries to leave, the Monroe County Sheriff's deputies and detectives take him into custody.
Well, what are you doing here? Matt, you're here for a boy.
No problem.
Matt's taken down. His ball cap rolls off, but he's still got his sunglasses on. The detectives ask him for the code on his cell phone. Obviously, there's evidence there. Initially, he says he can't do that. He needs his lawyer to do that.
Just relax. What's your password to your cell phone?
Excuse me?
What's your password to your cell phone, Matt?
I'd have to have my lawyer for that, sir.
Just relax, Matt.
You got weapons on you, Matt? I'm not doing nothing, I promise.
You got any weapons on you?
No, I do not.
Okay, roll over.
Yep.
Roll this way.
Yep.
And while Matt initially indicates he doesn't want to talk to me in any great detail, he does. And it's an indicator, we'll find out later, about Matt's psyche, about his beliefs. Matt prides himself in being a bit of a doomsday prophet. He's got a YouTube channel and all that. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Hey, Matt.
Yep.
You talked to someone who identified themselves as a 14-year-old boy.
Correct.
Right.
I just wanted to hang out. Didn't say anything.
That's not what you said. You said you wanted to have a massage. You wanted to have him suck your neck.
Just arrest me, please.
You said you wanted a good BJ.
I have nothing to talk about, sir. Please.
And you said you want that ass.
Please just arrest me, sir. My lawyer will...
But you said all that.
My lawyer will tell everything. I didn't say anything. My lawyer will talk
for me. It's in the transcripts, Matt.
My lawyer will talk for me. Thank you.
He also fancies himself as a bit of a independent thinker. Someone who doesn't have to follow the rules of society. He considers himself a sovereign citizen. Someone who doesn't recognize many of the laws you and I live by on a day-to-day basis. He makes up his own rules.
Please not film me. I don't want to be on camera.
You don't have a choice, Matt.
No, actually,
you made the choice.
I know that.
You know the law.
Be on camera.
So you're a lawyer, Matt.
No, absolutely not.
He doesn't want to be on camera, and he tries to school me on the law. More about this predator I've caught in a moment. Now, Matt walked into a home where he has no reasonable expectation of privacy. He came to a stranger's home with the intent, allegedly, to have sex with a minor. It's a felony. So he loses his right to not be put on camera or be recorded.
You made the choice to walk in here, and you gave up your right to privacy.
I asked if everything was okay, and if I...
This is the start of a whole lot of double talk. You might find it entertaining, though.
When I saw that, I had no idea. I said, hey, you're not, like, police or anything. Like, I just want to come hang out.
That's what I put. And yes, of course,
but you talked about
this is coming from a website, by the way, where people meet. That's by the I just want to make that very clear that I wasn't doing anything illegal. I didn't come here for anything illegal. I came here to hang out.
Matt talks.
Have you met other 14-year-old boys from
Absolutely
this website?
Not.
Have you told other 14-year-old boys you want a
Absolutely
BJ
not.
And you want that ass?
Absolutely not.
After you said that you wanted
Absolutely
him to
not.
Suck your neck?
Absolutely not.
What do you think would have happened, Matt, had we not been here
and a 14-year-old boy? Chris, I've seen your show before.
And talks.
By the way, nothing. I'm not here for what you think, believe it or not.
And talks.
I know what it says. I know what I said.
But Matt, you see how this looks, Matt.
Absolutely. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'd rather not be filmed. Obviously, I knew when I walked in here that I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to just kind of hang out. I have about an hour left. I'm about to go to sleep, and I have to work in the morning, and that's it.
Matt says he's got responsibilities. He doesn't have time to be arrested or face questions from law enforcement regarding his activities. His mom's at home. And he's got a dog who's got to be fed before he goes to work.
Where do you work, Matt?
I can't say that, sir.
I'm going to find out.
Please don't, because then I'll get fired. That's the only, if I lose that, I lose everything I have. I don't have anything, sir. Like, I'm alone in my life. I have nothing. Like, literally, everybody in my life is dead. My mom's the only one living. I take care of her the best I can. And that's it. If I lose that, I lose everything I have. I can't lose everything I have because... Well, who's going to take care of my dog? Who's going to take care of my house? What's going to happen to me?
Well, I understand all that, Matt, but at the same time, that doesn't make it okay to meet a 14-year-old boy online for
absolutely
sex.
I don't know what is going on. First of all, I don't know what's going on right now, dude. I'm really freaked out. I don't know what's going on right now.
Now Matt is claiming that he's the one who doesn't know what's going on, that he's really freaked out. We see this with alleged predators. They try to make themselves the victims, generate some sympathy. It's not working, Matt.
Well, I can tell you what's going on. You had a sexually charged conversation with somebody who said
absolutely,
they were 14.
On a legal website. Absolutely.
Yeah, but they said they were 14.
I didn't see that.
Oh, Matt. Do you know how many times I've heard that?
I absolutely know, because I know who you are.
Okay,
you're
so you've seen
me right now.
You've seen my shows.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you think of those shows?
I think that you're doing a great job. I've seen you on a lot of other podcasts too. You do a great job.
Matt is a bit of a fan. Says I do a great job with my shows, Takedown. And this podcast, which apparently he's listened to, as well as other appearances I've made on other podcasts and shows.
That's why I'm wondering what is going on right now.
What is going on is that we are doing a story.
Right.
An investigation on adults who meet children for sex online.
I don't have mom. I'd really not rather not be filmed. Listen,
okay.
I don't want to be.
But again, he requests that he not be on my show.
You walked in here and you gave up your right to privacy when you came into this home.
I walked into a house from a legal app where people meet. That's it.
But you're not allowed to meet a 14-year-old boy for sex, man.
I'm not here for that.
He said he was 14.
First of all, I didn't say that.
You didn't say anything about, I want that ass. A
can
good
you
BJ.
Prove that I said that?
Yes, we have the text.
Oh, yes, Matt, we can prove it. We have the transcripts. I want that ass. There's talk of a good BJ. There's no question here as to Matt's intent.
From who?
From you. When you were texting the boy who said he was 14.
But when I came in, what did I do? Nothing. I did absolutely nothing.
Well, you came in like you owned the place and sat down in the chair.
Because the person who walked by
with
said
a beer and reeking of weed.
Oh, yeah. He reeked of weed when he came in and had beer that we think he might have shared with a 14-year-old boy had there really been one.
And first of all, I still don't want to be filmed. If the sheriff, could you please tell them not to film me?
They can't.
Please,
you don't have a choice here.
Who's in charge?
The sergeant over there.
Well, sergeant? Sheriff.
Why did you show up here in the first place, Matt?
I told you. I just wanted to come by and hang out.
Matt has just enough understanding of the legal system to be, well, irritating. Nobody violated his rights, and it's pretty clear based on the evidence that there was a solid case. There is a solid case, and I'll get to the status of that in a minute. But the Matt Daly golf cart Matt story is really just beginning. Matt is taken away to the sheriff's office for questioning. Now, Monroe County is an interesting area because it's really, really close to Ohio. It's right on the border. So we're thinking maybe we'll find people who come from Ohio, Michigan. But in this investigation, both predators came right from the neighborhood. That's right. The next day, we'd come in contact with a guy named Jerry Hetherington. Jerry, also known as Glory Hole Jerry for his sexually charged conversation with somebody who was underage. Now, Jerry was very colorful too, and we'll do a whole episode on him, but Jerry and Matt ended up being housed at the Monroe County Jail at the same time. That's right, they got to sit next to each other. And ironically, when Jerry was arrested, he said to the deputies, it's a good thing you're doing this because there are some bad people in this particular neighborhood. And there's one guy, get this, one guy who drives around in a golf cart. He's talking about Matt. That's right, he rats him out. Again, we'll do a whole episode on Glory Hole Jerry. If what you've heard shocks you so far, join us back in a moment. Back to Matt. Now he's trying to tell me that this whole thing, his conversation with someone who clearly said they were 14, was just a joke.
And I thought the person was not that. I thought it was a joke, number one.
Wait. You thought it was a joke? So this all this talk about a BJ and...
First of all, Chris, yeah. The app is for people to meet. Just want to let you know that, number one. So with that kind of talk is not unfamiliar on a website like that, number one. Number two, if nothing happens, that's fantastic. I really could care less. Once again, I have to work in the morning. I was going to go to bed in about an hour. I still can't believe this happened. I got to go to jail, and I don't even know what's going to happen to me tomorrow because I have to call my work and tell them I'm not going to be there, and I'm going to be in a lot of trouble as it is. All I have is this job. All I have is my house. I don't have anything in this life. I have nothing. You see that little backpack and then that phone that you grabbed? That's all I have. I don't have anything.
And what's in the backpack, Matt?
Just a couple beers for me, not for him. I didn't say I was going to give them anything or do anything. I said I like to smoke. I like to drink. I didn't say I'm offering them anything. I didn't offer anything to a minor. I didn't say anything to a minor. I know that for a fact. I did not do that. This is a legal app where I talk to a grown adult.
You'll have plenty of time to tell your story again and again. In fact, when Matt's taken down to the sheriff's office, his interview, his interrogation with the sergeant is recorded as well. And he goes back and forth and back and forth about whether or not he wants to talk to the detective. And the detective is going by the book. He's telling Matt that, okay, I'm going to read you your rights, and based upon that, you can either talk to me or you can invoke your privilege, your constitutional right to not talk to me and to get a lawyer. But Matt's going to double talk and go back and forth before he finally talks to the detective. And again, he tries to spin this story as he wasn't up to anything nefarious. But maybe the best part of the interrogation is when he talks about meeting me. Take a listen.
Do you want me?
Of course. Once again, I don't know what the heck I'm here. You're saying contributing to minors. I remember I was in my house one time and got arrested because police came over for a fake phone call. And my cousin was in my house, he was 15. I had a beer in my hand and got contributing to minors. I didn't do anything. So I have a beer in my, so I go to a house, a guy's on a legal app, I go in there, I have my beer for me, a little bit of weed for me, that's mine. I didn't say I was giving you anything, tell the person I'm doing anything with you. Nope, this is for me. And then I go in there and all of a sudden I'm on the floor. And I got Chris fucking Hansen. Of course everybody knows Chris Hansen.
Chris effing Hansen. That's right. And he tells the detective that he's just as worried about being on one of my shows as he is about facing criminal charges.
I know what's going down, bro. You know that what this is going to, like, if that dude does what he's going to do, which I have to have my lawyer try to stop that, if he does what he's going to do, man, like, First of all, I'm a father, number one, and I don't want that. I've never even met my daughter. It's been years. I don't want her to know me like that.
Wait. He's got a daughter, but he's never even met the daughter, hasn't seen her in years. What kind of a father is that?
I live in a community. I can't go around telling everybody, oh, by the way, I'm a registered offender. I didn't do anything. I didn't have any relations with me.
Matt, I told you, I can't discuss this without, you know, your permission right now. So, I don't know what happened in the past. We're not affiliated with Chris Hansen. Okay? He's not my boss.
And why weren't you there? Why would you guys do that? What is going on then? Why are you guys there if you ain't affiliated? That doesn't make no sense.
He doesn't work for us. We don't work for him.
Then why were you guys all together there?
He was there. We were there.
How?
Again, instead of dealing with the criminal charges, the issue at hand, Matt is doing double talk and double talk and double talk and double talk, and it goes on. Later, we find out that Matt actually has a YouTube channel where he talks about doomsday scenarios. He considers himself a Netzarim, which apparently is some sort of a offshoot of Christianity. Sounds like more double talk to me, but take a listen to one of his YouTube shows.
Hey guys, Matsyahu, your end time watchman. Hey, a lot of people have been getting on us about our personal struggles without them saying what their personal struggles are. You know, no uplifting, no praying, no saying they love us, just pointing the finger at us. You know, I wonder what everybody else's personal sins are that they're not willing to bring to the forefront.
Matsyahu is his name on the YouTube channel. I think you should worry less, Matt, about other people's sins and personal struggles and behaving yourself online. Matt, while out on bail, $50,000 bail on these charges, gets into trouble again. He's arrested for carrying a concealed weapon and assault with a dangerous weapon. That happened in July of 2023. Those charges apparently were ultimately dropped, and he's due back in court on the charges of child sexually abusive activity, using a computer to commit a crime, and accosting a child for immoral purposes. Now, the court date for that is coming up. It's April 19th. And I almost hazard to bring this up, but given his wild conspiracy theories and everything else that he espouses on the YouTube channel and everything else, April 19th is the anniversary of Ruby Ridge and Waco, the Oklahoma City bombing. So who knows how he's going to spin this? Keep an eye out for it. Now, in the meantime, the other fellow arrested in the same sting, Glory Hole Jerry, he went ahead and pleaded guilty. So while Golf Cart Matt continues to fight the charges, Jerry has already been sentenced to time served, probation, and registration as a sex offender. His case is done. Matt, it's going to drag on for a while. We'll keep you posted. More of our story in a moment. As always, I like to hear from you. And this week's question comes from Liam in Liverpool, England.
Hi, Chris. I'm Liam from Liverpool. My question is, what's the excuse you hate to hear the most? I can't stand it when I hear them say, I've got kids of my own, so I would never do this, even though they've been caught doing it. Anyway, thanks for everything and keep up the good work.
Liam, I could not agree with you more. And I hear that excuse all the time. Heard it from Golf Cart Matt. Heard it from both alleged predators who surfaced in the investigation I'm currently conducting. One man was 70, as I mentioned. Says he's got grown kids who are in their 30s. Claimed he was just there to see the girl, give her some money, help her out, wasn't really going to have sex with her. The second man who's surfaced so far, as I mentioned, was the same age as Matt, 41. He's got an 8-year-old daughter, he told me. And just in the last several hours, we found out that he's dating someone who's got a teenage daughter. Won't she be happy that he's been caught in a sting, trying to meet a 15-year-old girl for sex? There is no good excuse, Liam. They all irritate me. I haven't heard one that I buy yet. Sure, I feel sorry for a 70-year-old guy. He's going to have to go through the criminal justice system, but you know what? That goes away when I consider what would have happened, in all likelihood, had we not been there, had the sheriffs or the law enforcement agencies not been there, and there was just a girl or boy home alone, meeting a predator. You can find me all over social media, at Chris Hansen on X, official Chris Hansen on Instagram, have a seat with Chris Hansen on TikTok, Cameo should you desire, and always on my streaming crime network, True Blue, TRUBLU, watch TrueBlue.com for details. Brand new takedown investigations, the predator investigations, crime documentaries in the works. Check it out, watch TrueBlue.com. And as always, you can reach me right here at Chris at PredatorPodcast.com. I'll be watching and listening.